Well, good morning and welcome to Green Fleet Radio. Today, our guest is Mr. Richard DeBoer. He's the Executive Vice President for Ozinga. Rich, good morning and welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, you know, Rich, a lot of people associate Ozinga just with concrete, but you're in the alternative fuel business as well. Tell our listeners a little bit about Ozinga.
Yes, Ozinga is well known for our ready-mix concrete business. The red and white striped trucks are a common sight out on the highways and here in the community. Ozinga started out in 1928 as a coal and building materials provider, and this year, 2018, marks our 90th year as a family-owned and operated business.
Wow, congratulations.
In 2011, we entered into the alternative energy business as well as Ozinga Energy. And Ozinga Energy builds, owns, and operates compressed natural gas filling stations for our own use and the general public's use, as well as other fleets. Basically a full-service provider for anything compressed natural gas related.
So I know you've made a commitment to compressed natural gas in your own fleet. I know South Shore Clean Cities work with Ozinga on some grant funding for that. Tell us about your compressed natural gas fleet, Rich.
Well, in 2011, we started with our first compressed natural gas fuel ready-mix concrete truck. Today, we're operating over 170 compressed natural gas mixer trucks and about 45 support vehicles, which are our cars, pickup trucks, sales vehicles, SUVs, that type of equipment. We operate five of our own compressed natural gas fueling stations, and we've built and maintained stations for probably five of our own and over 20 stations for others in Illinois, Indiana, and across the country. We're members of the South Shore Clean Cities organization, and that's been a real good source for networking and keeping up with the latest in alternative fuels opportunities.
So I know you're helping a lot of groups adopt to compressed natural gas in their fleets as well, including the City of Hobart. And tell us about the project with the City of Hobart.
Yes, we were fortunate to win the bid to build Hobart's new CNG station, which we just completed here in December of 2017. The citizens of Hobart are the real beneficiaries here of that CNG project. Their mayor and Public Works Department have been working hard for over 2 years trying to bring this into existence. And now they enjoy a low-cost fuel with near-zero emissions and reduced noise due to the operation of these vehicles. The town will really benefit from that, from financially as well as from a mission standpoint and a noise factor.
Well, I know that the mayor and the City of Hobart have been one of those model groups here in Northwest Indiana that have been really easy to work with. They've been a sponge, similar to Ozinga in regards to trying to be a leader in reduce emissions and help reduce our dependence on imported oil. And we're really proud to have partnered not only with Ozinga, but with the City of Hobart on bringing this. And, we're starting to see, Rich, as a lot of the different organizations across the country, we're starting to get a lot of notoriety from a lot of the work that Ozinga has been involved with compressed natural gas. And, again, with the number of vehicles that you have already retrofitted or replaced with natural gas is just amazing. So what else does Ozinga have planned for 2018?
Well, we are continuing to build additional stations and for our own use and for others across the country, for other fleets. The fleets are easy adapters to this, fuel, simply because of the leave from and return to the same point of origin each day, so they can produce their own fuel and utilize that on a daily basis and not be concerned with infrastructure issues that might arise if you're going long distances.
No, very exciting information, Rich. Any closing thoughts as we come to the end of our program?
No, we firmly believe that the compressed natural gas as an alternative fuel is a good answer to our country's energy policy. And it's a a fuel that's found readily available here, right in the United States. It's not dependent on any foreign entities, and it benefits every citizen here in the country.
Well, congratulations on your 90th anniversary, and that will do it for today's edition of the Green Fleet Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks again to our guest, Mr. Richard DeBoer. He's the Executive Vice President for Ozinga. And Green Fleet Radio airs three times every Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. Be sure to tune in and to visit us online at southshorecleancities.org. And thanks again for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.